A new website popped up recently that caught our eye. It's called the Museum of Four in the Morning.
Well, you should have come to the feist party. We didn't get home till around 4 a.m.
The site gathers clips of the seemingly endless pop culture references to 4 a.m., from movies to TV.
I woke up at 4 a.m. by accident.
To music.
4 in the morning.
It's all been collected by this guy.
It's probably safe to say that I'm one of the top 4 in the morning experts in the world.
That's John Reeves. Everyone just calls him Reeves.
One, my collection must be among the top. And two, there's no second place, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's me. I'm the guy.
Reeves is a poet and performer. And the story starts in 2007 when he was invited to give a TED Talk.
And I thought, wow, what if I did a talk that was cockamamie? What if I was an expert on something that was inconsequential?
This is a recent comic strip from the Los Angeles Times. The punchline? On the other hand, I don't have to get up at 4 every single morning to milk my Labrador.
Reeves presented himself as an expert on 4 in the morning. He pulled together examples from The Simpsons and Bill Clinton's autobiography, evidence of a 4 a.m. conspiracy.
I know a coded message when I see one.
It was a joke. That's it. But when the TED Talk went online, people started sending him more and more examples. Some obvious ones, like the Farron Young song.
It's 4 in the morning and once more the dawn.
Some esoteric.
There's a book called Grilled Cheese at 4 in the Morning for people with juvenile diabetes.
And then stuff Reeves had never, ever heard of.
Crochet Today magazine from the fall issue of a couple years ago with an adorable crocheted alarm clock, which is clearly set at 4 o'clock.
But it's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawn and just woke up the warning in me.
At first, it caught him off guard.
This is crazy. What am I going to do with all this stuff? But then I honestly started to get a major, major curatorial mojo.
Now he says there is something special about that hour, or at least the idea of it.
Pretty clearly, it's the one time where you are either up too late or you've gotten up too early.
It's a popular shorthand across genres and even centuries.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo has 3 4 in the morning references, but Shakespeare's got 4 different plays with them. Cymbeline, Henry IV, Richard III, Measure for Measure.
We did a little digging of our own, and it wasn't hard to find references in the NPR archives.
She actually rolled out of bed at 4 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning.
Yeah, it was at 4 in the morning.
Bowling at 4 in the morning. You're pointing to the clock. It's 4 in the morning.
Reeves says that now you've heard about the 4 a.m. phenomenon, you'll start to see it everywhere. And he says, keep the submissions coming.